This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but like in a fun way. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' toys are going off, and somehow everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep Duracell stocked. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance you can trust. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in stores at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was home alone with a babysitter, looked out a window, saw something that shouldn't have existed, and learned years later that the house next door had a very disturbing history.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story? Would you mind sharing it with us? Because we love hearing them. So call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Just write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you could be a premium subscriber. Get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's everything in Oregon today?
A little chilly, wet. Roads are closed.
Well, not just roads are closed up there. It's like roads are
falling apart,
not
crumbling,
passable.
Right. There's a road, a highway that goes between Tillamook and Portland, Highway 6. And that road has it had just split open. It has to be 2 feet.
It's huge.
Just crazy. And there's landslides on it. And so it's quite the, you know, and then the where I live, there's all these different roads that are flooded. And so you've got to take these, try to get around them. And even that's only one lane. And it's just getting groceries is kind of a thing right at the moment.
Well,
so hopefully.
So to get to Tillamook from where you live, because that's where the grocery store is,
mm-hmm.
Is that drivable? At least
I have been able to because I'm coming from the north down,
yeah.
And the grocery store is on that side. But people that live in this town or south of there have you can do it, but you've got to go like several miles around and back north and down again. So it's quite the deal. And it's not just us. It's all along the Pacific coast here. We've just had that crazy rain. Like it rained about 10, 12 inches. Then we had a couple days off. And then I think the day before yesterday, they said it rained 6 inches. Well,
Gimini.
You know, we're right next to the ocean. It's not like it got to dry out,
yeah.
You know? So
that's something else.
Yeah,
those aren't easy fixes. You sent me a picture last night of the highway. I'm like, damn, where do you even start with that? They're not even level. It's like
No.
It's sunk.
Like, it's like 2 feet split up, apart and up and down. You know, it's crazy. So I don't know what's gonna happen, you know.
Thank goodness you don't have to drive. And Chris, for him, he has to go to your son. He works over there.
He works in the hospital there. And so when he gets called, like he, you know, got a call out. Well, what he wasn't banking on was that he had to go all the way around, and what a drive that would normally take him 10 minutes would take him like 30 to get in. So it's been kind of a thing for, you know, even like responders trying to get in and get someplace are having a heck of a time.
It's something else.
Yeah, I think Washington State's even worse.
That's what I've heard. Well, it's going to be in the 70s here.
So, oh, show off.
Yeah. I mean, it's like nothing. It's just whatever. Because Christmas has not happened yet. Christmas is supposed to be the hottest Christmas on record.
Really?
Yeah, we're a couple days away out from Christmas, and they're looking for a high at this point of 74 on wow. Christmas Day. Yeah.
So oh, my gosh.
It will not even kind of be a white Christmas.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Well, let's go to a ghost story, and this one says, I've read a lot of stories. Honestly, it's a relief to feel like I can share mine without someone rolling their eyes or telling me I was just a kid. I've had strange experiences most of my life, some comforting, some confusing, and a few that really stuck with me. I'll probably share more later, but I want to start with this one, the earliest thing I remember that made me realize something wasn't right. I grew up in the same house most of my life. For over 30 years, I lived there. It wasn't scary all the time, but there were certain rooms I hated. Even during the day, some areas made me feel uneasy, and at night, I just flat out avoided them. I could never explain why. I just knew better than to go wandering around after dark. The first incident happened when I was about 6. My parents had gone out to a party that night. I was home with my younger brother. He's only a year younger than me, and the babysitter. The second my parents left, I got this awful feeling in my stomach like something was wrong. I remember wanting to run after the car and beg them not to go. As it got later, eventually we were told it was time to go to bed, and she tucked us in, turned the lights off. My brother fell asleep immediately. The room felt cold, even though it wasn't winter. There was moonlight coming in through the window, a streetlight outside, so it wasn't completely dark, and I just laid there and kept listening for my parents' car. After a while, I got out of bed and I walked over to the window, and I remember pressing my forehead against the glass, trying to see down the street. That's when my attention drifted to the house next door. No one had lived there for years. It always looked dark and abandoned, and even during the day, I didn't like looking at it. At night, it was worse. The shape of it in the moonlight felt heavy and like something didn't belong there. And my eyes moved toward the terrace, and that's when I saw them. There were two figures standing there. One was dark, the other was lighter, almost white in the moonlight. They weren't glowing or moving dramatically. They were just there, standing close together in the corner of the terrace. The thing that hit me immediately and still bothers me to this day is that there was no way for anyone to be up there. The only access to that terrace was from inside the house. There was no outdoor staircase, no ladder, no nothing. At first, my brain tried to figure it out. I thought maybe I was half asleep. Maybe it was shadows. Maybe my eyes were playing tricks on me. I looked again at them, and they weren't moving. They didn't wave. They didn't turn. They didn't disappear. They just stood there, solid. That's when the fear set in. My heart started pounding so hard, I thought I might make noise. I felt dizzy, like the room was tilting. I tore myself away from the window, climbed back into bed, pulled a blanket over my head. I didn't scream. I didn't wake anyone up. I don't know why. I think part of me was afraid that if I said something out loud, whatever I'd seen would become real in a way I couldn't get away from it. I lay there until morning, barely breathing, convinced that if I looked again, they'd still be there. For years, I told myself it was just a childhood imagination thing. Kids see weird stuff all the time. But the memory never faded. It stayed sharp, like something my brain refused to file away as not important. A few years later, I heard something that made my stomach drop. Someone mentioned that the house next door was considered troubled. Apparently, two bachelors had lived there before it was abandoned. They didn't say, I love that, two bachelors. That's how they would talk about
that's
them
what we always used to say.
Obviously, they're just that. Bachelors.
Or it was like two old maids.
Yeah. Or you know. It's my aunt and her friend.
Yeah.
There's two bachelors that had lived there. They didn't stay long. People said they left because of strange things happening. Doors slamming, cupboards opening and closing on their own. Furniture being moved when no one was home. And I remember thinking, so it wasn't just me. But that didn't make me feel any better. As I got older, I started paying attention to the area itself. I don't know what was there before the neighborhood was built, but sometimes I get a strange sense that when I was outside, like the land remembered something. I don't know how else to explain it. I just had a heavy feeling, like there was conflict, something old and unsettled. I never saw those figures again, not on the terrace anyway. That night changed how I felt in my own house. Certain rooms made me anxious for no clear reason. I avoided looking out windows at night. I avoided mirrors. I avoided standing still for too long. Even now, decades later, I can picture them exactly as they stood in the moonlight. I don't know what they were. I don't even know if they were anything supernatural at all. Maybe it was my mind filling in gaps. Maybe it was shadows lining up just the wrong way. Maybe it was a six-year-old brain trying to make sense of a dark world. But I know this. I've lived in a lot of places since then, and I've never again felt that kind of fear that makes you climb back into bed and pretend the world outside the blanket doesn't exist. I think that's what makes it the scariest thing I've ever experienced. I don't have a name for that. That's interesting that it was that frightening that to this day, the scariest thing I've ever experienced.
Well, you know, I think as children, everything's amplified, right? Like all of our emotions, we really haven't gotten control of how exactly to respond to things. And so sometimes, you know, I mean, just think of a kid. You don't get the cookie, you throw yourself on the ground and you scream. Right. I mean, it's an overreaction.
And mom and dad have gone out and you don't want them to go out.
Right. And so we could chalk this up. And I think the person who wrote this in kind of does that a little bit or suggests maybe that's a possibility by saying maybe it was just an overactive imagination of a child and all that. The problem I have with that is just chalking it up to childhood is the fear never went away.
Mm-hmm. That's
like
the thing.
As an adult and you get older, I think sometimes the situations that we were super afraid of as kids, you kind of, you know, begin to see the bigger picture and things just lessen it. You go, that really wasn't as bad as I thought it was. And you know, blah, 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 blah. Right. We kind of start to, you know, work all of our experiences in and put them into the big picture of our life. And there you have it. And you go like this. But when you're a kid, and the reason I kind of get this is because I think you and I have a similar background from a young age that we saw things. We were, you know, part of a haunted location. And that doesn't go away. Like you can have other things in your life that happen, but you go, that one should diminish, and it's not. Like what I saw that day, I can't explain. And that's what I think is here that makes me think there was something more to it. Now, what it was, I don't know. There was two figures. Yeah. They seemed to be immobile, but they seemed to really frighten this person. And I think they saw something that wasn't right. I don't know what it was. I just don't think we have enough information here to make a call on exactly what this was. But I just kind of tend to go, yeah, I think it was something paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't know.
And it was kind of confirmed with the stories about the bachelors.
Yeah, the bachelors. Having, you know, weird things happen in the house. Enough to move. And nobody else seeming to want to move in.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was an interesting story.
It's a good one. But I just the tone of the narrator in the story and kind of the feelings and how it felt and not being able... And The one line I really thought was important in that story was, I couldn't say it out loud for fear it would maybe come to reality.
I get that.
And as a kid, I think I felt the same way a lot of times. Like, I'm not going to say it out loud, you know, because somehow that makes it very real.
Yeah, it makes it real. And once you're aware of it, does that make it worse?
Right.
Now it knows that you know. And is it going to make it worse? And it would be weird to look out the window and you live next to this house that sits there empty and see two people standing on what sounds like a second floor balcony.
Yeah. And I feel
bad. That would be strange.
And I feel bad that they lived their life not looking in windows or mirrors or wanting to look out to the neighbor's house, or, you know, it felt so constrained. And I've lived that way. I know other people that have lived in houses that happens to them, or they are people that are just, you know, empathetic, and they can, you know, things like windows and mirrors or whatever are difficult for people like that. But it's a tough way to live, let alone for 30 years.
Yeah. And I have the feeling other things happened, because that I could see how it would bother you, but for it to traumatize you to that extent.
Yeah. You know, I got a feeling there's more.
Seems like there's more to it. Yeah. Let's go to our next ghost story.
My name is Tabitha. I'm calling from Michigan. I've been listening religiously to your show, and I have some time right now, so I figured I'd just call in the very small few experiences that I've really ever had. I had called in before talking about some weird, like, sleep habits I'd had, sleepwalking, talking to actual people or dead people in my sleep. At least that's the advice that you guys thought that it might have been. But anyways, there's just a couple things from my childhood that I had always brushed off, and I just wanted to share them real quickly. There was one time when I was a really scared child, so I'd always be sleeping on the floor in my brother's room, and I remember I woke up in the middle of the night, and usually I'd be really scared if I woke up by myself and in the dark, but I remember I was just looking around the room, and the best way I can explain it is, you know, when you're barbecuing and right over the grill, you can kind of see where the heat is wavering up, and it looks kind of like blurry and a reflection. Well, I saw that walk past throughout the room, and thinking back on this, I should have been scared shitless. And, you know, hearing other people's stories where they say they just went back to sleep, sometimes I literally think if any of these things happened to me, I would just off myself, because that'd be so terrifying. But at the time, just like everyone else says, you're not afraid. And I wasn't. I went back to sleep as scared of a child as I was. So that was really it. I never even thought about it after that. And the second time, it's a little bit more blurry because I had to have been 5 or 6. I was riding my bike at the elementary school behind our house, and right in behind the elementary school where, like, the playground is, there's a hill that goes upward to a neighborhood back there, but in between the neighborhood and the school, there's a bunch of woods on that hill. At this time, it was really kind of rustic in this area. Not all the houses had been built yet. So I'm riding around the school looking up at that hill, and there is a lady picking apples with a basket, just white clothing, didn't look to be super weird or anything, but she was waving at me, and I remember stopping on my bike, squinting really hard, seeing if she really was waving at me. She was, so I started to go over there, because for some reason I had this feeling like I knew her, and as I was walking over, she dropped a basket of apples and started running. And after that, I got the creepiest feeling. Like, I tried to describe it to my mom ever since. She said, you know, there's no apple trees over there. Like, we even went back later and checked to make sure, and I couldn't find the basket, no apples, and those were not apple trees. I remember this clear as day, and it has not changed in my memory since. I can still picture the woman. Yeah, those are two of the literally only experiences I've ever had. I just wanted to also add, I am absolutely terrified of the paranormal, but I'm one of those people that I am very spiritual and empathic, and really most of the things that you would think would allow you to see or feel spirits, but unfortunately, I never have, and I guess it's really starting to make me sad. It seems like there's something I'm missing out on. But we talk about it all the time on the show, I know, but if you guys have any idea why a sensitive and, I guess, empathic person would just never have any experiences at all. Well, I kind of rambled on. Thank you guys so much for everything. Have a great day.
That's an interesting question I never really thought about before, but I don't think she should be frustrated by that, and I would imagine there are things that have happened too that she's never even really noticed.
Exactly. I think you've hit the nail on the head here. That I think, and I can say this not just for Tabitha, but I think for a lot of people out there that say, well, I haven't experienced anything. Really?
Have you?
Really? Because did that person you just said hi to, the person that stopped and did something nice for you, the person that did that, are you sure they were really there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had that conversation.
You know,
yeah.
Like, you might be having them a lot. And sometimes I think things are small in our lives, but they're small to redirect us. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Maybe we're veering off a little bit of the path that has been set out for us, and they come in and they gently push us back that direction. And sometimes we're hard-headed and they use a sledgehammer and it's like huge. But I think a lot of times it's very subtle things that are happening around you that you don't know.
Well, I think that a lot of times your definition of the paranormal is seeing an apparition. I mean, she did see the woman with the apple thing.
Right.
I don't know if that was paranormal or not.
Yeah.
Could have been paranormal. It could have been a woman looking like she was picking apples. I don't know.
But it is a strange reaction for a full-grown woman to have when a young five-year-old starts to walk to him.
That's
weird.
That feels like super predatory to me. But the thing is I think that a lot of times you have the wrong idea of what it is. Like, you want to see, like, I should wake in the middle of the night and there should be someone standing there. Or, you know, the doors are opening and shutting and there's all this paranormal activity. When you're missing some signs and some, you know, you could be having premonitions sorts of things. You could be saying hi to someone who isn't even there, but you think they are. And I don't know. Right. There's a lot of things that could be happening that you're not picking up on too.
Or, now this is a little bit of a kind of a twist on things, but in a recent podcast, we talked about me moving into my new house and I was awoken with a knock coming from inside my closet.
Hate that.
Just a knock,
just
knock,
hate
knock.
It.
Just for, now, you could go, oh my God, there's a spirit that's in my closet that's, you know, oh, well, you know, like this. But here's the thing. It didn't frighten me. And that should have, if there was really something in my closet, right? So now I'm looking at it. I've been thinking about it a little bit, thinking, okay, it was a knock. But was it a knock, like, just to say, you need to open the door to something, right? That something's coming your way, be sure and open the door. Like, you know, maybe I'm reading this wrong. Maybe it was just a way for them to say, something is going to be at the door. You need to open it. That's why, I mean, I think sometimes, Tabitha, we have to look bigger picture. Small things happen, and, you know, maybe some people wouldn't think a knock inside your closet is small, but the reason I'd say it kind of was because it was very light and not frightening. So now, you know, maybe it's something that, you know, a knock on the door, you open a door. Maybe I'm I'm needing to watch here, that something's coming along my way. And that's what I think that you need to think about is, what are small signs that are happening around you? Small little things. Some of them could be huge. You just don't know, right? We don't have a big picture. I always really hope, and one of my biggest hopes is, when I die, could I please see that big picture?
Mm-hmm.
Could I know what that thing was, or what this was, or, you know, the knock on a door one night that I didn't open? Who did it? Who was there? You know, what, or just the things, right? I'm hoping that we get to see the big picture after we die. But I don't know if we do, but I'm hoping.
I also think that being empathic and being sensitive isn't about it's not the same as being psychic, a psychic medium, and seeing dead
exactly.
people and communicating with them. You
yes.
have feelings, and it could be with the paranormal, but you can also feel it with people, you know, actual mm-hmm. people. You get bad vibes off this person or that person. You feel mm-hmm. spongy. That's what I call it. I'm, mm-hmm. you know me, like I'm very much, I take on people's feelings and I feel really bad and I want to help everybody and everything. And mm-hmm. that's kind of a curse of being empathic, because
right.
you're very, very sensitive to things. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just because you have those things doesn't actually mean that you're open to, it's not the same as being
yeah.
a medium and being,
yeah.
you know, but it does open you up to feelings. And so that's why a lot of times you can go in a place and pay attention to how it makes you feel.
Right. And you might be exposed to some paranormal things because you are more open to mm-hmm. vibes and
yeah.
feelings around you. So that could happen. But, you know, I do want to suggest, don't overlook the small details.
Yes. Yes. Agreed. Mm-hmm. And it could just be those weird feelings. You got a weird mm-hmm. feeling about the lady with the apples.
That's right.
And that's what it's all about right there.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call it in. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if that's what you'd like to do. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, and you're helping us keep this thing going. So subscribe through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.